The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, August 1st, 2023. The President of the Constitutional and Legal Affairs Commission of the National People's Power Assembly of Cuba, José Luis Toledo, met on Monday with the Secretary General of the German Die Linke Party, Tobias Bank. The Cuban Parliament tweeted images of the meeting, which took place at the national capital as part of the work program of the German delegation in Cuba, which started last week. Bank's agenda included a meeting with the head of the International Relations Department of the Central Committee of Communist Party of Cuba, Emilio Lozada, at which both parties reviewed the state of relations between their political organizations, the Cuban News Agency reported. The Die Linke Party, that is the left, has repeatedly expressed its support for socialist Cuba and has denounced the United States' economic, commercial, and financial blockade against Cuba for over 60 years. Asturias has joined the campaign Tons of Powdered Milk for Cuba, Tons of Solidarity Against the Blockade, by raising funds for a new shipment to the Caribbean nation. Cuba Información reported on Monday that during the Moncada 2023 conference in Gijón, it was announced that solidarity groups, unions, and parties in Asturias, supported by the groups that comprise the state movement of solidarity with Cuba, have exceeded their goal and will acquire 12.5 tons of powdered milk. In a report presented to the group of organizations, the Lázaro Cárdenas Association recalled that nearly a year ago, an international crisis in the supply of powdered milk became known, a more acute problem in a country like Cuba, which has suffered from the United States blockade for more than six decades. In addition, a devastating hurricane hit Pinar del Río, and the MESC, with the collaboration of all, decided to help Cuba in this line, the Lázaro Cárdenas Association stated. Cuba and China signed new cooperation agreements in higher education, said director of the University of Havana, Miriam Nicalo Garcia, during a visit to the Asian giant. During an interview with Prensa Latina, the doctor commented that one of the purposes of a work agenda is precisely to expand collaboration between the houses of higher studies of the two countries. Nicalo participated in the World Forum of University Presidents, focused on the debate on the actions of universities after COVID-19 and the challenges to promote innovation, science, and technology in the development of countries. In this context, it signed agreements with the University of Communications and the University of Minsu aimed at dialogue between specialists and the possible development of joint projects. The cooperation plan in the area of communication has to do with the use of media in the digital area, while the agreement with Minsu promotes the exchange of knowledge in the field of linguistics, said the director. During her participation in the world event, the rector emphasized Cuba's transformation in recent years in terms of public policies, and in particular, she mentioned those linked to science, technology, and innovation. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel headed a government meeting on Monday in which he noted improvements in the situation of energy carriers and evaluated the progress of measures for the country's socioeconomic development. During the session of the Executive Committee of the Council of Ministers, led by Prime Minister Manuel Marrero, the stability in the supply of fuels and other energy carriers was acknowledged in relation to previous weeks. According to a television news report, the head of the Ministry of Energy and Mines, Vicente Lao, pointed out that electricity generation capacities have been recovered in the national electro and energy system. All the thermoelectric plants planned to be incorporated to the national electro energy system are online. There is one more planned for the month of August. Meanwhile, the company Energas reaches its generation potentialities during peak hours, the Minister Lau said. The President appreciated the improvement in the supply of fuel and urged to follow up on the measures adopted to achieve continuity in their implementation. The first International Cuban Sports Fair will take place as of this Tuesday to Friday at Havana's Ciudad Deportiva with the presence of more than 100 companies. Some 110 institutions, including 88 from Cuba, both state-owned and private ones, and 22 others from 12 countries will participate in the event. The areas in which agreements are expected to be signed include repair and maintenance of facilities, organization and sponsorship of sports events, clothing and footwear, cosmetics, nutritional supplements, sports tourism, and cutting-edge technology, among others. In addition to the business and investment forums, there will be lectures by experts, meetings with active and retired athletes, and every day from 9 to 18 hours, a recreational sports festival will be open to the public outside the venue. On the weekend, all participants will be able to visit the venue to see the stands and talk to exhibitors at the fair. And in the international agenda, we have that. Bolivia expects revenues of over $4 billion only with the commercialization of lithium carbonate produced with the direct extraction technology of that metal, assured an official source. The Deputy Minister of High Energy Technologies, Alvaro Ernest, explained in an interview to the ATB radio station that at present a ton of this chemical compound is quoted at $40,000. Arnes indicated that the agreements signed with two Chinese companies and one Russian to introduce this technology are based on the concept of sovereignty, in which the highland country has full control of the lithium chain. He stressed that the technology to be used and investment are from foreign companies. Official sources maintain that industrial research in the LDE technology saves time to enter the window of opportunities and the sale of mineral carbonate, as well as send cathodes and batteries to Europe and China. On July 20, the president of Bolivia, Luis Arce, assured in Oruro that the reserves of this chemical element in Bolivia went from 21 to 23 million tons, and that national specialists developed their own technology in collaboration with French technicians. Meanwhile, the Peruvian police ruled out that armed groups were responsible for the explosive attacks that brought down two high-voltage towers that supply electricity to a mining company in the country's north. The head of the National Police in the northern region of La Libertad, Augusto Rios, said on Monday that there has been no reports of insurgent activity such as the almost extinct Shining Path, as none of them claimed responsibility for the attacks that left the mining company Poderosa without power. He added that suspicions fall on illegal miners operating in the Patas province of the aforementioned region near Poderosa, as the perpetrators of the attacks carried out on July 28 and 30. According to Rios, illegal mining has brought armed criminals to the area, and there is a criminal climate in the territory, as there are also gangs operating in the area that steal the gold extracted by informal miners. He announced a meeting with representatives of Poderosa, the judicial power, and the public prosecutor's office to discuss the possibility of establishing a police base in the area with the proper logistics and with the presence of prosecutors and judges to deal with the crime. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.